number two underway, the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our number tonight is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you want to join us, it's open lines. Somebody in the chat room wanted to know if there's any further updates about the Edeline Brown situation. They are okay. As I mentioned in the first hour, I talked to them about 6:30 this evening, Central Time. And they were fine. And I'm not going to call them this late because Ed will give me what for. And because they go to bed rather early. And so I'm not going to do that. Because I've tried to get them on this late on a late-night program before, and that's no-go. Because they're in bed. I mean, they're just typical regular people that, you know, early to rise. And so, you know, it's... When it comes to all these questions of religion and everything, and I've said this a couple times before, I don't know everything that's out there. And I'm going to be the first to tell you that I don't. Part of this program that I have done, both here on RBN and the one that I did for a year previous, has been kind of almost a documentary, perhaps, of my own little journey here. And... you know, it's, I've learned a lot in a space of 2 years, and I have much more to learn. I mean, I don't know everything. But what I do know, I'm going to sit and I'm going to scream from the rooftops. Because I know the overview, and the rest I try to fill in with good guests and good information as I find it and bring it to you. Because I feel it's my duty, it's my responsibility. This is my job. Radio is the only thing, and I'm not saying I'm good at this because I'm probably not. I'm probably one of the worst people at doing this compared to others that I hear and the points that they are able to elucidate and bring up. You know, the radio is the only thing that I've ever been decent at. It's what I know. It's what I know to do. Started doing radio when I was 16. And slip out of high school early and go work an afternoon shift at a little radio station sitting in the middle of a field with mice running all over the turntables. We'd have snakes get in the building. Every known, you know, you'd pull up and there'd be a raccoon sitting on the doorstep. It was just crazy stuff. And that's where I started, and it gets in your blood, and this is what you have to do. It's the one thing that you know to do. And that's why I'm here, is to do this. And this information is not, most of it is not happy information. And I do try to cast a humorous light on it because some of it is so absurd. The stories and the lies that they try to pull, that they try to convince us are real. That they're stupid. I mean, some of this stuff is so asinine, they deserve to be laughed at. And plus, I'm not going to sit and cower in fear of these people. And one of the best ways that I know that I'm not afraid of these people is to let them know that I think what they say is pretty funny. Doesn't diminish the seriousness of it at all. But it lets them know that I'm not afraid of you. And that's how we all need to be. This country, you know, I'd said on my afternoon program that if there weren't trucks down on the border to keep these Mexican trucks out, that we were done. And that probably is likely the case. We're not the same America we were 20 or 30 years ago. We'll talk more about that when we come back. This is the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Holler sick'em to go kick the butts of a bunch of countries that can't defend themselves. Especially when it entails sending somebody else's kid over to do it. But yet, we won't stand and we won't defend our own basic rights here in this country anymore. And we will not protect what is ours. And what was given to us, that is naturally ours. And that's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and being free. Those things were given to us. It's our job to keep them. What happened to us? When did we stop being people that would refuse to allow what occurs to go on? There was a preacher today, a minister, who was arrested outside the Petraeus hearings because he had a badge on that said, "I love the people of Iraq." They wouldn't let him go in. He had stood in line, had been patient, not causing a problem. They saw the button, they pulled him out of line and said, "You can't go in." Told him that he was going to be arrested if he tried to go in. The guy said, "I'm not going to be arrested." And he moved sideways, and six Capitol policemen attack the guy, take him to the floor, and they break his ankle. I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
Well, not only that, but when they broke his ankle, then the people that were saying, let him in there, that's not right, they were arrested.
They arrested them, yeah, for saying, whoa, hang on a minute.
Just for questioning the authority to arrest him because he had on the button. So there were, I don't know how many arrests, but it was numerous.
Yeah, you could see him just hauling off people, and mm-hmm. they were the ones who've been talking and saying, why'd you do that? Because we can, because we are your gods. Bow down before us, everyone. We have the authority to do as we please, and we will. Because we are your government. I mentioned this today on my other show, that there was a local talk show here, and a lady that's running for county commissioner by the name of Willow Johnson. She's been a longtime city councilman here. In Ward 7, which is on the eastern side of Oklahoma City, is running for county commissioner. And somebody called and asked her about an issue, something she didn't know anything about, hadn't bothered to study up on. And her comments was, you know, you can't expect a politician or an official to know everything about every issue that's out there. But just know this, I am very well versed, and I'm paraphrasing here, at governing people.
Who was that?
Willa Johnson. Governing people. I'm very well versed in governing people. What happened to public service? Where you went and you served your community, and when your time was up, you go home? That's what public service was about. That's what it was meant to be. It's not supposed to be Ted Kennedy camped out for life, him and Strom Thurmond, Robert Byrd, all these guys that have been camped out, ensconced in the Senate for 40 years, 50 years, haven't worked a regular job in their life, are just there, hey, we're making $168,000 a year, we kind of like it. Hookers, lobbyists, it's a great thing. Shame, though, about Deborah Jean Palfrey, isn't it? Got to find us a new hookup now. So, I mean, it's what happened to us? What happened if somebody is wrong, people not stepping in and saying, hey, dummy, you're wrong. Whether they had a badge on or anything. But then again, when did we arrive at the point where we had people with a badge doing things that they're not supposed to do when they swear an oath to the Constitution, but they're sitting there and they're breaking it? Have they not even read the document? Jeff in Canada, welcome to the program. You're on, sir.
Good morning, Mike.
What's good about it?
It's a great morning, man. You're in a nasty mood. I'm loving it. It's kind of like
I'm in a bit of a cantankerous mood.
Yeah,
I'm about to go Alex Jones on some people here if I'm not careful.
I'm loving it. I'm
about to drag out my war growl, so wait a minute. It's a little late for that. What's on your mind?
Righteous anger. It's good to have righteous anger.
It
and
is.
It's good to act on that righteous anger when it's appropriate. Anyway, what's on my mind? Well, I was thinking about people who take the bait tonight. You know, when people come into the lobby and they start their nonsense, their manipulation and stuff like that.
And I was trying when they get these forums and chat rooms and things,
You know, the 9/11 guys that come in and say, you know, this is not true and you guys are just a bunch of whack jobs, whatever. And, you know, we try to be nice, and then we try to educate, and then they just continue to curse you, and they continue to just, you know.
With blanket statements. They start with blanket statements, then end with insults.
Correct.
It's typical. It happens the same way every time. Other than tonight when some idiot came in the chat room, I briefly engaged him, and thank goodness for him, I had only 3 minutes in a commercial break. but I refuted his whole argument about the weakened steel. You know, in one sentence, actually two, because this is a guy with blanket statements that hasn't done any research. All he's done is been watching TV.
He's in the chat room right now, and I have him on a private message board.
Right.
And he's a graduate with a BA in history, which is shocking. So I thought, you know, here's a BA from PU, wherever that is, I guess that's Pennsylvania U. I don't know. I'm not American.
That or Purdue University or Portland University. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe it's Philippine University.
You never know.
University of Manila.
Could be.
I just sent him over to a site that I just stumbled across today, this Hawk Cafe thing, and this guy's got some pretty eye-opening
he's information. A Virginia economist. Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
You know, I called him this afternoon. I like to sort of force this stuff out, you know, and speak to the guy. And I actually called this retired United States Air Force colonel. And he's got a video out of him doing his low-altitude refueling with this KC-135. He set the world
Field McConnell, record. Good guy, yeah. Yeah, very interesting individual.
He's a real interesting character.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm open to everything right now. But then, again, a friend of mine said to me the other day, you know, the time for debate, the time for flag-waving and or protests are over. And I kind of looked at him yesterday, you know, it's like during the September 11th thing, you know, and I was like, maybe you're right, man, because people aren't getting it, you know? I mean, you can only go to the well so many times with these people. I totally agreed with your assessment today about 9/11. I was really impressed with your candor, Mike, and I really appreciate it because I thought you were going to go more sort of just say what we want to hear. You know, for the rah-rah.
No, that's not me.
Really good. I was like, oh, man, that's fantastic. Because it really set home for me. That's why I was so peed off for the last 24 hours. There was zero coverage in Canada, or very little coverage in Canada. It was basically a media blackout on 9/11, in my opinion. And it just incensed me. I just thought, my God, you're willing to just turn the page on 3,000 people just like that? And I don't know, that just brought me down a little bit, but then I got invigorated. I just thought, you know what? F this. This is just too much this is too important to get weighed down by TV coverage. What did we expect? You know, what did
exactly.
we expect from the media?
That's part of the problem. We keep doing the same things over and over with inside the same system expecting a different result.
And what's
that
the definition of that?
The definition of insanity. It's
Thank
insanity.
You. Thank you. And happy Rosh Hashanah, by the way, tonight, Michael.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, but not that you're, you know, whatever.
No, but hey, also, if it's a day off, I'll celebrate any holiday.
Damn straight. but, you know, I just wanted to say that, and I'm going to try my best not to take the bait anymore. And I realized what came to my mind tonight when I was, and I'm still talking to this guy in the chat, what came to my mind was, this guy is coming from a fear base.
Yeah.
And I asked her, I said, did you watch Loose Change? He said, no, I didn't watch it because if I watch it, I would go down to New York and punch them in the face. This is coming from a BA history major in class of 2005. I said, did you watch any of it? He said, no, I didn't watch any of it. I couldn't stand to watch it. So I suggested he watch this movie, and then he watched 5 minutes, but he kept typing and chatting. And obviously, clearly, I asked him, I said, why do you keep coming back in a room where people are hostile to you and don't agree with anything that you have to say? I asked, are you lonely? You didn't answer me. I said, are you afraid of something? Didn't answer me. So he's now just gone off. So
he's gone off.
That's what I'm saying. I think these people are afraid, and they're going to lash out at us in any way they can.
But exactly, Jeff, and I appreciate the call.
Thanks,
we're coming up on a break here.
Take care.
But you're right because take care. They you're right because the whole idea that their own government could be responsible for the murder of 3,000 people is more than a lot of these people can deal with and take, because after all, it's a chicken in every pot. The government loves us and is here to take care of us because they're public servants. The conditioning runs deep. Back in just a minute here on The Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
You'd much rather brag. And if the decibel does disenchanting discourse continue to dampen the day, the conference again and again and again and again as our sanity walks away. Discussion, the politically correct.
800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 here on the Midnight Rider. That's our number if you want to join us on the program tonight. It is open lines. You know, and Jeff in the previous call, the last segment, you know, brings up a good point. It some of these people, regardless of what you tell them, the information that comes out, they're not going to accept it because it's just too much for them to deal with. That the status quo that they have believed is real and is right, and that they do believe in a free country, that, you know, when it all comes crashing down on them, they just cannot deal with it. Because then you go back and you realize, wait a minute, everything I've ever been told about anything regarding our government, our history, all of that is nothing but a flat out lie. And so you have to absolutely question everything. Because none of it, you realize, wait a minute. It's like I've been unplugged from the Matrix. It's my eyes are hurting. It's because you've never used them. And there's a lot of people who just cannot deal with coming unplugged. They can't handle it. And that's why it's important. You plant the seed and you move on. Just trying to stay with Ed people and on them and just continuing to present information. If they're not going to accept it, they're not going to accept it. You're wasting your time. Move on. Because you're just beating your head up against the wall. You're frustrating yourself. I mean, I talk to people that say, I talk to these people and I tell them this and I tell them this and I tell them this and they just won't get it. And I come back and I give them this to move on. Because for some, this is just too hard for them to accept. I mean, I know I spent 2 months rationalizing it. Every night up late going, oh my gosh, surely these people didn't do it. Yeah, they could do it. And they did do it, and you're going, oh, God. And you're setting up late at night, you're going to websites, and you're reading information, and you're hoping nobody's following you around. Because you think you're the only one who stumbled across this information. You're going, oh, my gosh. And then you find other information here and other information there, and you start connecting all these dots, and it's like, whoa, hold on. And there's been literally research that I have done when I've looked at different information where I've not been able to sleep that night. It's been that bad. Because it's that sick. And it's that twisted. And your mind is having a difficulty wrapping around it because you're thinking, surely not. And the reason is because they don't think like we do. They don't come from the background that we come from, where you try to treat people like you want to be treated, where you know how to love, because they don't have any of that background in their lives whatsoever. They're about destruction and fear and control, so they can get their way. They don't like being told no. Can't deal with it. Because they're not equipped socially to be able to handle the interaction. They can't handle criticisms, can't handle any of that, because they're not built that way. I mean, you can look at these generations of children. I mean, just take this Bush family. You've got George Walker Bush, who run around, coke, alcohol, you name it. I mean, he's done it. Look at his daughters just going stark, craven, lunatic, mad, because they were raised the exact same way. Away from mom and dad, in the hands of the nannies and the butlers and all that nonsense. Nice, big, fine school that they get to go to, the boarding school. You know, the nice little boarding school and the... And the nannies and the governesses, they don't see mom and dad except at dinner and holidays. And Parents Week. They're not built like we are. So they can't think and act like we do, and we can't think and act like they do, because it's totally 180 degrees from what we've ever been taught to believe and to understand, and we are just not like it. And see, we won't tell the small lie, or the big lie, I'm sorry. We won't come out with a big lie. We'll tell the little white ones. We don't have a clue that these people will tell whoppers like they're small ones. Like, does this dress make me look fat? Oh, no, honey, you look great. You know what I'm talking about. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Midnight Rider, I mentioned this at the top of the show. You know, they're talking about war with Iran now, and it seems inevitable. And you've got the German government who's not supporting additional sanctions for Iran. I mean, look, the IAEA has said it pretty much that Iran is complying, that they've agreed that by November, December, that, you know, all the issues will be worked out. Their nuclear program has been up to snuff. They've complied with all the treaties and the like, but that's not good enough for Jorge W. Bush. Because he's been on war. He's got to blow them up. That's just evil. And plus the fact that they're now doing business in other currencies besides the U.S. dollar as they're getting rid of their U.S. dollar holdings. That's not sitting well because you've got the euro today reaching an all-time high as the dollar begins to continue to drop. And the dollar staying in the danger zone. There's talk now of interest rates being dropped. And I've said this before. Others have said it. Bob Chapman, I think, has said it as well. They do anything to the interest rates, this dollar crashes. It goes bye-bye. They can't touch it. And if they do anything, I think the drops would have to be so minuscule that just to be able to try to continue to prop it up for a while. I mean, I don't think they plan on crashing this economy by Christmas. They want to hold on to it for a while. But back to this ramp up to the war in Iran. You've got the mainstream media, people like Fox, that are already starting into this, talking about how now that the Germans have decided on no additional sanctions, there's no more choice. You've got to listen to this. This is absolutely nonsense. Here we go.
All right, late last night, Fox News and James Rosen able to confirm that military and civilian advisors are now telling the White House that when it comes to Iran's nuclear ambitions, diplomacy has failed. Officials in Washington now developing plans for a military attack on the Islamic Republic, an attack that could come, they say, as soon as next summer. How to believe it? Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, Fox News military analyst. Welcome back, General.
Thanks, Bill.
Let's sort through what is spin and what is fact here. What is conventional wisdom on a hit on Iran saying today?
Well, I think the facts are that since Germany has backed out of helping economically, do not have any other choice. Economic sanctions, if aggressive, could make it work. So what they've done is they forced us into the military option. I think the options should initially be tit for tat. In other words, for every explosively formed projectile from Iran that goes off in Iraq, two go off in Iran, no questions asked. Then there's the potential of a naval blockade. The one I favor the most, of course, is an air campaign, 48 hours duration, hitting 2,500 aim points to take out their nuclear facilities, their air defense facilities, their air force, their navy, their Shahab-3 retaliatory missiles, and finally their command and control. And then let the Iranian people take their country back.
You make it sound easy.
It is easy.
You believe that?
There's no question about the 48-hour air campaign and the targets we can hit. The question is the covert action that we do to get the Iranian people to want to get rid of the mullahs feasible? Here's the problem. On the 25th of October 2005, Bill, Ahmadinejad said, soon there'll be a world without the United States and the Zionists. He has said repeatedly he's going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. He has had a fatwa from his imam that allows him to use nuclear...
He has never said that he wants to wipe Israel off the map. He said he'd like to get rid of the current regime in Israel. I mean, my gosh, this stuff has been refuted time and time again, and we keep going over and over. We'll go back to the clip in just a second, but listen, this guy is saying that it's going to be easy. Isn't this what we heard in 2003 about Iraq? Oh, this is going to be a cakewalk. We're going to be in and out like we're going to lunch at Denny's. In and out. And we're still there. Oh, we'll just let the Iranian people take their country back. Dude, they were in the process of doing that on their own before we started this nonsense. Oh, but let's just invade some more countries. 48 hours, we're going to take out their nuclear sites. No matter that it might be another Chernobyl, it's okay if we use one of these bunker busters. It doesn't matter. 48 hours, we'll take it all out. But they seem to forget, hey, these guys have got sunburned missiles. If you got your ships in range of these missiles, poof, because we can't defend against them. This isn't like going to take out Iraq. That was a country of 25 million. And most were malnourished. This is Iran, a country of over 70 million. Who's got an air force that they've kept up to date as far as best they can with the planes they've got. They're flying F-14s. Not much different than an F-15. And we're still flying F-15s. All right, back to this ludicrous individual.
Weapons against the United States. And he kills more, the Iranians kill more Americans in Iraq than Al-Qaeda does today. How many more dots do we want?
Yeah. When you talk about air defenses in Iran today, you talk about a bombings campaign that will last 2 days. Can you get to all those targets in 48 hours, General?
Absolutely. It'd be led by 65 to 70 stealth aircraft, 400 non-stealth aircraft. We have a new massive ordnance penetrator that's 30,000 pounds that really penetrates that Russian weapon that Megan was describing in the earlier segment. That was dropped out of an airlift airplane. That is not a penetrator. We have a penetrator that I can't tell you how deep it goes, but Ahmadinejad has nothing in Iran that we can't penetrate.
Tom McInerney, thank you for your time. Keep
Thanks,
talking
Bill.
To your people in Washington and keep us posted.
You
thank
bet.
You, sir.
Yes, by all means, please keep us posted. My gosh. Why do I, you know, it's the end of the day. I'm almost done. I can go to bed here in a little while, but I'm worked up. I mean, because you said and you listen to this and you're going, what in the world? It's going to be easy. And because the Germans don't support sanctions, we have no other option. It's the military option, ladies and gentlemen. I can just imagine the little letter coming to them right now as we go. Yes, indeed. Dear Ahmadinejad, I'm writing you to tell you that we're about to destroy you. And
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
So sorry.
Please accept.
That I was
oh,
a
man.
Judge.
It's I'm here. In the Oval Office.
Love could be
and
so cruel.
Quite honestly, you've got something I want. And you know what?
Oh, yes. You tell
yes.
me.
Yes. Mistakes.
Mistakes.
That's you trading oil in the yen and other currencies. You had to go and do it. So, we're bringing our bunker busters.
I don't
You don't have a navy. You can't attack our shore. But you're a threat. You're a part of the axis of evil. And, you know, I'm just so, so very, you know, I'm sorry. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
So sorry.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Please accept my apology.
Yes. But we've got a new world order to consider.
Love is blind.
And, you know,
and
you're just not part of it. I'm sorry, Ahmadinejad. Time's up. You're trading in other currencies. And, well, we need our dollar.
You
just a little
tell
longer.
Me. Mistakes.
Yes. Yeah, it's part of being young. That's right.
I don't
I'm not my daddy. I'm sleazier than my daddy. He stopped at the border. I went to Baghdad. Yes. I'm sorry. Uh-huh.
So sorry.
Oh, yes, Ahmadinejad.
Please accept
my apologies. Here come the bunker busters.
Love
Get ready. Because later on, we'll be back. And we're bringing the DU. That's right. And then the Iranian people can decide to take their country back. Ah, yes. Thank you very much. With the help of Brenda Lee. The letter from George Bush to Ahmadinejad. I mean, I'm sorry, but Germany has said they will not sanction you. We've got to attack you now. Germany's fault. They made me do it. They made me do it. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to have to do it, but Germany made me do it. I never liked her anyway. Because, you see, I went and put my arms on her. I was going to give her a little massage there to meet. She went, whoa, get your hands off of me, dummy. Because I do that with all the women I'm around. I even kiss them on stage. Where she thinks I'm like a rock star. Ooh. So now we must attack Iran because Germany said no. Okay. and we're going to do it in 48 hours. It's easy. And then the Iranian people can decide, just like the Iraqi people get to decide. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But, of course, we are fighting terrorism. It is a war on terror. And we are fighting terror everywhere we see it, everywhere you find it, including this article from the Daily Telegraph. U.S. officers have regular meetings with PKK terrorists. British Daily Telegraph claimed that the U.S. officers have regular meetings with the PKK terrorists in northern Iraq. These are Kurdish terrorists that basically are looking for their own independence. They've been up there for a long time. U.S. Army helicopters are reportedly used to shuttle officers to regular meetings with Kurdish fighters. It's from a guy named Damian McElroy. He's a reporter that's over there. And McElroy interviewed the head of the PKK terrorist, Murat Karalian, which means black snake in the Turkish language. Mr. Karalian accepted the U.S. assistance to the PKK, yet argued that the U.S. did very little for the Kurds and can do more. Iran accused the U.S. last week of supporting the terrorists against Tehran. Similarly, the Turkish media blamed the Americans of being supporters of the PKK terrorism, although the PKK is a terrorist organization according to the United States laws. Okay, we're in a war on terror. I'm confused. Let me read more. Associate Professor Dr. Ihsan Bal from Ankara-based USAK, one of the leading Turkish think tanks, told the JTW that the U.S. should do something immediately against the PKK terrorists. Otherwise, Turkish-American relations will be... lost my place. They'll be damaged. Yes. Very damaged. And similarly, Dr. Sadat Lassanir says all signs clearly show that the U.S. ignores the PKK terrorists in northern Iraq. The PKK is a terrorist organization. Americans and the EU even say so. If U.S. ignores or supports the PKK in the region, the U.S. fight against global terrorism will lose its base. Well, there is no global fight against terrorism. And we've evidently been giving them money and helping them out. And but the part I don't understand is if they're, this is where I get real confused, because see, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, and they've not told me about this on Fox yet. If we're fighting a war on terror, yet we're supporting a group of terrorists, and we're giving them weapons and things, are we not violating the very law that says that if you support terrorists, you're going to go to jail? Isn't that giving aid and comfort to the enemy? Because they're on the U.S. list of terrorists all over the place. Makes you wonder. I mean, how asinine is all of this? I mean, it's... We've had an embargo on Cuba for how long? And they're a real threat to us? You better watch out, United States. We've got canoes in the harbor, and we know how to use them. And they're coming. We can convert 49 Fords to watercraft, and we're bringing them across. So you better get ready, amigo. Talking about how Fidel is one of the worst dictators of all time, how he's such a dangerous man. We're the only country still boycotting him. Cuba's got this big tourist industry going again. Everybody from all over the world except the United States goes down there. Now, this is a guy that hadn't been seen from in a year, probably is dead. And his brother Raul just doesn't want anybody let anybody know that he's dead, because all bets are off at that point in time. But we'll trade with China, who supports slavery in their own country, who harvest the organs of their own prisoners, and they get most favored nation treaty status. And Iran, a country that we say is a part of the axis of evil. So we're going to go blow them to bits, yet we let China do whatever they want. Oh, but that's right. See, because if we don't, then their cost of production and things will go up. And if they actually have to live by standards that others actually live by treating people decent, their cost of production will go up, and meaning the profits at Walmart will go down. I got it. Okay. All right. It's clear. Very clear now. Is it clear for you? Poison food, lead-based toys, painting the toys, that keeps the cost low. You know, and just teach your kid not to gnaw on the toy, even though he's teething.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Together.
segment here on the Midnight Rider for tonight on the program. And thank you, of course, for listening. As always, I so appreciate it, whether you're listening here on RBN, on a micro FM, or on TrueNet Radio. It means more to me than you will know. And but what's that?
I want to say hi to our friend Mike.
Hello, Mike.
You know, Micro Mike.
Oh, Micro Mike. Yeah, because he thinks that you're an asset to the show.
He does. He likes me.
Yeah. Okay. but I'm just so appreciative of all the emails I get. And people telling me, hey, I stay up late. I make this a regular nightly thing. And that means an awful lot to me. Because I wasn't going to do a show. I really wasn't. I mean, not tonight. I was sitting here at about, I'd been looking at news and stuff all day long. And it got about 10:30. And my wife looked at me and she said, so are you doing a show? And I said, I don't know. I guess so.
Well, I just wanted somebody to put my foot up and I said, deal with cold eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, and any time I decide not to do a show, about an hour and a half before I start feeling guilty for not doing the show. And tonight was no different. I'm just sitting here going, oh gosh, do I do a show or do I not? And so, okay, I do a show. And it's just one of those things where, you know, I take what I do so seriously. Even though we mix humor in with it. Because I'm trying to bring information to people that is just not pretty. And if people can kind of laugh along with it, and sometimes makes it a little easier to swallow. And we're going to attack Iran, and we're going to kill a lot of people. And a lot of our own, too.
And I'm not really sure why we're going over there.
Because we want control of the resources. That's the only reason we're going over there. Oil.
What is the spin that the government's putting as to why we're going there?
Oh, they're wanting to build a nuclear weapon, so we got to take them out now.
Okay, so it's just like all the data, like the weapons of mass destruction on Saddam, that were never found?
Iran is complying with the IAEA, which is the International Atomic Energy Organization through the UN.
Right.
They follow the rules. They've signed on to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, which we have not. And, I mean, they've done what they're supposed to do, but this is about empire. It's about control. It's not about low prices for oil. Because, I mean, you've got Iraq printing right now with all their problems, pumping out over 2 million barrels a day. We got oil up over $80 a barrel, folks. Record prices on oil. Over $80 a barrel. And you've got 2 million going out of Iraq a day. Now, where's it going to? And they're going to control more. Price of oil continues to rise, even though OPEC has said that they will increase production. And so we're going to Iran. We're going to kill more people. And I got to tell you, their blood, just like the blood of these Iraqis, is on our hands. The longer we let...
It's true.